in. Everything's going fine, seems to be relatively quiet. Most of the questioning seems to go to either technical problems of how it applies, who gets hurt in the process, and question of whether it's going to be really effective, and Curtis too little and too late kind of a theme, but nothing sharp, nothing. I really don't know yet whether there'll be a party position on it. I see no signs of it as yet.
What kind of luck did you have with Byrne yesterday?
He was out in Wisconsin, so I couldn't reach him. He got back late last night. I talked to him briefly this morning before the hearing, told him that I had wanted to reach him, and I wanted to come in and talk to him as soon as the hearing was over tomorrow. And so I'll try to still carry through on that.
Who's going to testify in opposition to us? Chamber of Commerce, NAM?
Yes, Chamber of Commerce, NAM, undoubtedly. I have
steel industry
roster of witnesses. I imagine there'll be some backing and filling about that. I just don't know. As you know, Saunders and Capel and Bev Murphy are going to testify. Saunders called me last night, and he seems to be in good shape, good mood. I'm sending copies of our testimony.
Please, when you do, tell them all. Never let them get in traps starting exemptions. Tell them, right, Patman's got a 50,000 exemption. Joe Evans got one. And if they go to exempt them, they'll exempt the truck and a boxcar and a little business and everything else.
I hit that awful hard today with Ullman, a fellow that's been pounding to have this. He was talking about hardship cases, and I just let him have it awful hard that what our position was. And that was that. Once you started making any exemptions on this score, it was a never-ending process, and you ended up with nothing.
Joe thought we had most of the Democrats. Do we have them?
Yes, sir. I think we do. With me.
Wilbur's never said how he's going to do it publicly, has he?
No. He never does. He always waits. The other thing is this: Bill Martin is back. He was over here for lunch today. Looks all right, and he's apparently going to be back now. And the third thing is, what was your reaction to the Rockefeller Chase statement?
Well, I thought they ought to cut it 0.5%. I thought it's better than no statement after their damn fool came out and said what he did say. That vice president, that this was no good.
The Economist, they really boxed him in, didn't they?
Yeah, but I liked it, but I sure wish they'd cut it, and I think we've got to give some excuses. They've been sending stuff over to me. Horn's got $750 million, and I told him, take a new look at that, and he didn't know why he had to have it. We asked him why, and he's going to look back, but I just think if we got set up board, me and you be on it, start vetoing everything that humanly can. And just show these damn bankers that we don't have to borrow their damn money. We can print it or something else. I'm tired of it. I want the best expert in the Treasury to get me, just write this down and tell them this is a urgent request as to how much we estimate if things don't change during the next year or two, during this administration, my administration, this interest rate increase is going to cost the taxpayers. Because what do we got to increase? Now, I know last year we had 11-something, this year we got 12-something, and now they tell me it's going up 400, 500 million more. And I want them to look at all these special funds, what they estimate, export, import, make each one of them give you an estimate, what they'll finance through January 69. Export, import, the best guess they can, Fannie Mae, federal land, Treasury, what it's got coming due, and kind of assuming we have a reasonable deficit, $5-6 billion a year, let's just see what we guess this damn thing would cost us. I bet you it costs us $30-40 billion.
No, it won't cost that much. Not the government and the government agencies.
No, but all the loans in this country.
Oh, you're talking about the country's
loans.
Yes,
sir. No, I imagine it might cost two, three, four federal, wouldn't it?
Well, now, I think through 69 it's probably going to be about, I'll tell you what it was in 1950. three or four, it's gone from six to six and a half to about 13. Now, some of that's increased debt, but about 80% of it is increased rates of interest.
From 306 to 318?
No, I say the cost has gone from about $6.5 billion in 53 to about $13 billion today. To carry the debt on an annual basis.
I wouldn't be surprised if it won't be $3 billion. And I'll bet you apply it to the private sector and what they're doing to these houses and stuff, God knows. Your testimony, though, shame you don't testify every day. Stock market's all-time high for the year. I mean, all-time gain, 15 points up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, what do you want me to do with David Rockefeller, and what are you going to do with him?
Well, what are we supposed to do with him?
Isn't he coming in to see you tomorrow at 12 o'clock?
Not that I know of. Haven't heard of it.
Is this White House Fellows Group meeting tomorrow? Anything?
Not that I know of.
Dylan's been calling me. I have to call him back because I don't
know. Not that I know of. Let me see.
Well, the reason I ask is this. Rockefeller's in town. He said he was going to be in town, and I was going to try and see him this afternoon. I got tied up in this damn testimony, so I'm trying to reach him now at the State Department to set up a time to see him in the morning at 9 or to have lunch with him. Depending upon what his schedule is, but the word I got from a secretary of some sort was that he can see me any time tomorrow except 12 o'clock when he's going to be seeing you.
I've got it. I never heard of it. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me call and see. Yes, it's, he doesn't know whether he's on it, but it's a General Assistance Committee for Foreign Aid.
That's what it is. That's
and it, I've told them to get those goddamn committees away from this White House, but they keep running in here, every one of them. So I guess I have to see them. I don't know. But I don't know what I say or why I'm
saying.
Well,
I think just in dealing with David, I'd slap him on the back tomorrow and tell him it's a good statement.
I had a fellow down here today and said, do you know the greatest weakness of you and Fowler? No. Said, you try to be nice to businessmen. Said, I'm a rich one. I've made lots. But said, you cannot be nice to them unless you keep them and treat them just like hogs. By God, they won't respect you. They won't like you, and they'll gut you. And said, they're so damn selfish that they never thought. Said, you look over business history for 200 years and ask the business community to point to one thing they ever did, a way of a policy to help other people. It's always to help themselves. He said, you can take the artist, or you can take the doctors, or you can take the public servants, and they'll have programs. They'll develop REAs, or they'll develop a cure for polio or something. But said, the businessman never did except just how much can I get. And said, that's what's the matter with them now. They just come in here, said, this Roger Blau, said, he doesn't have an IQ of 10. That's what the businessman told me today.
Well, he got up on the wrong side of the bed. There's a hell of a lot that he says is true, but you know what you and I got to do. We got to swallow and take it and make them feel good and make them feel confident about us and yet make them feel that we're not a soft mark. Now, and magnify that 15 times, and living with bankers is the worst thing I ever tried to do.
Well, I'm glad you're patient and understanding and sweet and wise and good, but I'm not. I just don't want to plead guilty. And if it's son of a bitch, you just tell him he's over there, point right toward me. Because I tried it. I really would. I lean over backwards to be good to him. I thought it did, at least. I mean, I think it's the most friendly administration I ever had.
Of course
it is. Then they raise hell and want me to do something, and I do it, and then they don't do anything but denounce it. I guess we'll have to see what Capitol and them do if they stand up and don't give in, don't find somebody to take them off. I'm afraid of them. I'm afraid they'll run out a little bit.
Well,
I got Gene McCarthy here. You don't want to tell me what to do to him.
You know what I told him last night?
No.
I said, you remember, you know, he wants us to got the Federal Reserve Board on this bill or take control or something. I said, now look, Gene, remember what Jim Farley said one time about a certain member of the Roosevelt administration. He may be a son of a bitch, but he's our son of a bitch now. And five of those fellows over there, Kennedy named, and President Johnson named, and the sixth one, President Truman named. And the seventh one, old man Shepherdson's the only one that we, that isn't our baby. So let's take him into camp, not kill him. I don't know whether Gene got the message or not.
Well, can we take them in? Are they going to do anything to lower this interest rate for us?
I can't tell, Mr. President. I think they're moving in the right direction now, and I think Martin.
I wish you'd tell Maisel, and I wish you'd tell Robertson that I appointed, that I would sure appreciate it if they'd make some little statement speech like Bremer does. He's made two of them. Well, I wish they'd let them know that they exist as individuals. I just like for Bill Martin to know that as well. I just like for them to get some speech up here at the Cosmos Club or someplace and write them out a speech and say that we got a heavy demand, biggest demand for money we ever had. When you got a demand, why, of course, prices go up a little bit, but we think this investment credit, we ought to be paying 7%. We think this is a good step.
The statement was pretty good for us, sir.
Fair, but nobody knew who they are. It's just the board statement. And old Bremer got more attention on all the tickers and everything and all of them put together. And if Maisel will just get one speaking date the next 10 days, and Robertson, I'll appreciate it. And just say that they favor this while it's pending. And just let the bankers know, too, that they know what's happening. Just serve a little indirect notice on them that they're not goddamn kept men over there. And Mitchell, too. That's three of them. Just say I happen to be having a drink with the president. He said to give you a little confidential message that he knows you're independent.
Please speak
out.
But
if you just make your little self a speech in the next 10 days, kind of saying something about this legislation, the Senate being good, and about this legislation, the House being needed. Something along that line. If you don't endorse the legislation, just go ahead and say that you
endorse the message.
Yeah, endorse the message or endorse and repeal investment credit like old Bremer did. Okay.
All right.